Welcome to September. Yes, the summer months are behind us and the autumn term awaits. You're listening to The Ripple Effect, the Wellspring Wide podcast to help us all as one church family see where God is moving and share in what he is doing both at home as well as in other nations. Now, in this edition, we're going to be doing some looking back and some looking forward, and we'll be praying for all that's ahead. As well as listening to what's coming up, we'd love you to join us in prayer for it all too. We'll pause it a couple of minutes to pray together. But I want to say, wherever you are, on the train or on your daily commute or in the car or at home, I don't know, wherever you are, if at any point you feel that you want to pray some more about what we're discussing, then feel free to pause the playback and pray as the Holy Spirit leads you. Now, I am joined in the studio by the one and only John Lang. Hello, John.
Hi.
And now, John coordinates our ministry in Stevenage together with his wife, Jodie, and their two growing kids. And before we finish our time together, we'll be hearing about John and Jodie's hopes and dreams for their community and praying with them for good God things to happen in Stevenage in the months ahead. So, John, welcome to The Ripple Effect. Why don't you tell us what's coming up?
Yeah, coming up in this edition, we're going to be looking back at Soul Survivor Camp, which was held up in Peterborough this year. And it was week B, and we saw 10,000 young people come to the camp.
And they all met in the same field in the same tent.
A soggy field.
Yeah.
Yes, nice. We did. Then we're going to be looking at our autumn series, which is going to be knowing God more and discussing what that looks like for each of us as we go ahead in our lives. As well as this, some overseas missions updates and opportunities. All that comes up, including a call to fast and pray in our October breakthrough week ahead of our celebration Sunday at Bushy Academy. Loads to look forward to.
There is. That's fantastic. But first, let's recall our verse for 2019, and then we're going to pray together. As we will perhaps remember, but let me bring it back to our memory. In Ephesians 3:20, Paul tells the churches how he's praying for them. And then he finishes with this beautiful and inspiring proclamation. It says this: "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are able, you are mighty and powerful and able to do infinitely more than we can ask. Even for us, Lord, even for us here today, even for Wellspring Church, you are looking ahead and there's nothing you cannot do. Nothing's impossible for you. And Lord, I want to pray for the whole of Wellspring Church. And I pray specifically for the person listening to this podcast, wherever they are right now, I pray that they would be aware of your presence. They'd know that you are with them, that you hear their prayers, and that you care about them. And I thank you that each and every one matters to you and is an important, integral part of Wellspring Church as a family. Lord, we do pray that in this coming month you do more in us and through us than we've ever seen before. And we pray this, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, John, tell us what you've just come back from. What is Soul Survivor and what happened? Because you were there.
Soul Survivor, which has been running since 1993, is one of the biggest youth festivals in Europe. Brings together 10 to 12,000 youth over a three week long camps. Each week, youth are exposed to high quality seminars, twice daily teaching, and amazing worship, all aimed at helping young people experience a deep relationship with God and reach their communities.
That's amazing. Now, it's grown so much because I remember in 1994, Helen and I were there at the second ever Soul Survivor and I saw amazing things happen. And there was only a few hundred people really at that second one. It's grown so much.
It has.
It? Yeah, now 10,000 just in 1 week. And the cool thing is, I was just reflecting on this, that we were privileged to lead groups with the leaders who you went with, John.
Yes.
So
yep.
David Dodwell, mm-hmm. and I know Dan Harrison went as a young lad. We were their youth leaders when they went, and now they're taking a huge group. And this year there were 56 56 people, is that right?
Yeah, we took 56 people with a mix of churches, some from North Bushy, obviously some from Stevenage because we were there and our kids were there, and also we had some from South Oxley.
That's great, yeah. And so joined together, Big Ten, and you were helping cook. That's amazing. You and Jody,
well, actually, Jody was doing the cooking. That's if they tasted my food, they would have probably died. But I did a lot of cleaning up and running.
And that is a lot of food. Now, we've got a couple of testimonies from the young people who went. And the first one of these is from a member of our central Watford location. This is Tim that's saying about his experience.
So hello, I'm Tim, and I just want to tell you a little bit about what's been going on at Soul Survivor. So I originally came into this Soul Survivor thinking in my head that it might sort of be the worst one because I didn't really know anyone, but actually because we sort of teamed up with some other youth groups in sort of the area, I've actually got to know the other sort of youthy people really well, and it's been a really great sort of bonding experience. And I also feel like particularly in the services where I've been worshipping and responding, God sort of really met me here, and I've sort of experienced the Holy Spirit a lot more than maybe I have in previous years or other events I've been to, and that's been really cool. And also I'm going to uni in September, and the Soul Survivor, they put on a uni seminar where you sort of get to meet people who might be going to your uni. And so my uni I'm going to is Winchester, and it's actually a really small uni, so I thought there sort of wouldn't be anyone here, but actually it turned out there was like 10 other people who were sort of who were going. So that was really cool, and sort of it sort of meant that I didn't sort of feel completely sort of unknown sort of when I'm going to uni. And some of them were from the Christian Union, sort of, then they sort of explained what the Christian Union does, and that was really cool. And they were really friendly as well, so that was great, and it's just been a really great time.
Great. As mentioned, young people also came from our North Bushy site, our North Bushy location, which is at the moment meeting with Holy Trinity. And here's Leah.
When I went to Soul Survivor, I felt very, for the past year at least, I've been quite far away from God, and since a few days when we started worshipping and I got prayer and I realised how much I wanted to be in, like I wanted all in and I wanted to share, and that's how it's all affected me for being in Soul Survivor. Yeah.
Leah says she's all in with Jesus and is bold enough to share it. Isn't that wonderful? We thank God for that. And I want to say a massive thank you to David Dodwell and all his team, including Dan Harrison and Stephanie Embry and Kay and you, John and Jody, for doing the catering, and also the parents and members of Wellspring Church that have all made that possible. We are really grateful for you, so thank you so much. Now let's look forward to this autumn. We are looking for more of God, and in particular, exploring what it means to know God more. I don't know, as you're listening, I wonder what would it look like if you could know God more. Now, John, how long have you been a Christian, and what would it look like for you personally to know God more in this coming season?
So I've been following Christ since I was 7 years old. That is a whopping 36 years now, which is amazing. Old. But there's always more to find out. Yeah. There's always more to go on. So I would like to have some of that infectious joy that the original church had. I want to be a person that knows God's joy so deeply that I can't help but tell the whole world. Doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Doesn't matter whether I'm in prison, whether I'm beaten, whether I am got millions of pounds and I've just won the lottery or anything like that. There's a joy that is overwhelming that people will see and they will be stuck to.
That's really good, John, because you come across to me as someone who's usually full of life, but you're human, right? We all have those moments.
Of course
where
we do,
it seems
yeah.
like the joy has escaped us. You mentioned prison. That's really interesting, because I hope you don't do anything that sees you in the next season end up in prison.
I'll try not to.
So please don't. That'd be very complicated. But you mentioned that, I guess, because we're going to be looking at the second letter that was written by Peter, And he wrote it from prison, didn't he?
He certainly did, yeah.
And his concern, and we're just going to be looking at just 11 verses at the beginning of that second letter, his concern was that the early church wouldn't kind of just have a half-hearted Christianity, but actually, having received the grace and peace and power of God, that they would receive for themselves the commission to be a real Christian. In other words, to live it out every day. What does that look like?
Well, that's so important because we see, especially in the New Testament, we see them being persecuted for everything they did. They weren't able to build big churches, whether they could proclaim the name of Jesus in big churches. They weren't able to have street evangelists. They just lived side by side, an authentic life side by side.
Yeah, authentic. That's a really important thing. If you're listening, maybe you're thinking, yeah, do you know what? If I knew God more, then it would show more in how I am every day. And that's definitely my prayer. And our desire as we spend from September all the way through to the end of November looking at what it means to know God more, our prayer as a leadership team and our prayer for you, even as you listen, is that something might continue in your life that will take you to deeper levels of following Jesus. And to help with this, we're going to have a special breakthrough prayer week from the 6th to the 13th of October. There's going to be a special podcast for that. There'll be prayer pointers and a call for every Wellspringer, yes, including you, to fast during that week and spend extra time in prayer for personal breakthroughs, but also for our communities as well. John, what's it like for you fasting? Tell us, what do you mean
hard.
By fasting?
Wow, it's hard. I'm not good at fasting. I'm one of these people that the second you tell me I'm fasting, I start to get gut aches and everything's... I can see every bit of food. Just last summer we were fasting and I actually saw things in hedgerows that I thought looked delicious. But anyway...
Like small birds or something.
On a more realistic point of view, and maybe probably a bit of a more godly point of view, fasting is just this amazing time of being able to show that God can provide everything for us. We do not need to provide for ourselves. God provides it. It says in the Bible that man does not live by bread alone, but by the very word of God. And if we have the word of God in us, he will provide for our finances. He will provide for our strength. He will provide for our food. He will provide for our employment. He will provide everything. He has promised to do that, and he will. And as we fast, we start to feel that strength may be going away, and we can say, no, God's going to take care of that.
That's
God's
really
going to take care of that.
Yeah, it is a reminder of that. I really encourage you as you listen, I know this isn't until October, but plan now already to set aside the breakthrough week so that it's meaningful for you. Obviously, if you need medical advice to decide what level of fasting you're going to do, then that's up to you. You've got to do something that's in line with their advice. But actually, skipping a meal or a type of food or something, I would encourage you, though, fast something that makes your body aware of its need for God. That would be my advice to you. Now, that week, and there is a pun intended, that week is sandwiched. Did you see what I did there?
Sandwiched! I'm feeling hungry already.
No, did I say sandwiched?
You did.
So that breakthrough week is sandwiched with two really great events. The weekend before is our big walk, when a whole bunch of Wellspringers are going to be taking on either one, two, or all three of the Yorkshire Three Peaks over that weekend, from the 4th to the 6th of October. And I'm going to go for all three peaks, which means starting out at 6:30 in the morning. Now, it's a sponsored event, and we want you to register soon, even now, as you're listening. If you're near a computer or on your phone, you can go on the app, you can register under the events. We need you to sign up with our Virgin Money giving page, and then ask your friends at school, at college, at work, wherever you go, to sponsor you to be part of it. It is going to be a fun weekend. It means staying up or camping in different places and staying. It's going to be fantastic fun, but it's also a fundraising. Don't forget that element of it, and set yourself a target and get those sponsors coming in.
Now, the other end of the sandwich is going to be a big meeting, where we're going to be meeting on the 13th of October at Bushy Academy. This is the first time we'll have actually been met together for at least 2 years. All locations are going to be meeting together, and that will be Bushy Academy at 10:30 on the 13th of October. please make this a priority. This is huge for our church to stay on track. It's hard when we have three locations that we don't see each other all the time and everything like this. But we want to keep the vision alive of Wellspring. And this is an essential bookend to that week of fasting. So, Tim, what is your hope for Celebration Sunday?
Well, thanks for asking. It's all the things that you said I do believe is important. Helen and I both want to take some time together to reflect on our successes and our failures, actually, since we cast the 2020 vision 5 years ago. We want to celebrate what we're learning and really receive from God a new kind of now word for the coming years. It's going to be a significant morning together. I would urge you, as you listen, again, get that in your diary and please don't miss it. If you're part of the Wellspring family, whatever your location, I anticipate seeing you at Bushy Academy, which is going to be a powerful end to a week of prayer and fasting for God's kingdom to break through. It's going to be amazing.
So before we finish with this section of the podcast, we want to pray for these events. So let's pray. Thank you, God, so much that you have created such amazing geography, amazing nature that we can go out and walk. And God, I pray for the big walk, that there would be fullness of health for each person wanting to participate in this. God, that you would tell those people that maybe think, oh my goodness, three hills is too much, three mountains is too much. You would tell them that one mountain is you want them to walk. God, I pray that as they speak about this big walk in their universities, in their schools, in their workplaces, that people would catch this vision and would sponsor them. God, we also want to pray for the vision staying alive in our celebration as at the end of the week. God, we are so blessed to be able to meet together all in one place. God, it's been 2 years and it's felt like it's been hard not seeing everybody. So God, I pray that you would help us to just have an amazing time at the Celebration Sunday. And God, I pray that we would come together at the Celebration Sunday and there would have been breakthrough. God, as we fast that week, that we would see miracles, we would see breakthroughs. God, we would see breakthroughs in finances, we would see breakthroughs in health, we would see breakthroughs in employment. God, you are the God of the impossible. You can break through. God, you are awesome. You are amazing and we love you so much. And God, we want to hold up this whole week from the big walk all the way through to the celebration as your week. God, let your will be done on this earth. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen to that. Now, John, you, and ever since I've known you practically, I've always got a sense that you're a missionary at heart. Why is it important for you to be part of a church with a heart for mission?
Well, the basic fact is it is God's heart, his mission. He says, go. And that's just two letters, go. So we have to be the people that go and take the news. As I was saying before, I want to be hungry, so hungry for God that I just can't stop talking about God. And that is God's heart for his people, to be so overwhelmed by his glory that we go out into this earth and we see and we witness to everything he has done. That is the heart of mission. It's very actually easy to do this in some ways. You just need to fall in love with the Savior and then tell people what it's like. Yeah. It's very easy. You can do it in your workplace. You can do it wherever you are. So that is why I love being a part of a church that just totally champions mission.
Yeah, that's really cool. I see that in you. And I know you, in the past, through different ways, you've traveled across the sea. You've been to places like Egypt and even all the way across to America. And all of that, you've been on a pilgrimage of mission. I think that's definitely really cool. Well, as you're listening and you hear that, I hope it stirs up in you something about your desire to be part of the family's mission as we go in other nations. You might be interested and excited to hear that we have a unique opportunity to visit Ethiopia. I'm heading out there in the middle of November for a week of Bible teaching for church planters. This is with Tekle Wolde, who we've been working with for a number of years, about 14 years, I think. And listen, if you have some experience of teaching the Bible and you like the idea of joining myself and most likely one other Wellspringer in a classroom full of world changers, then visiting one of the village churches as well before we come home. The details can be found in the pack, the Go pack, which is on our website under Go. Now, on the international front, as September begins, we have a few Wellspringers in Lebanon. Joy Ross from our Central Watford location, Magdi Torfik on our senior leadership team. They are further developing our strategy with the Aziz Partnership. And they've travelled with our very own Bethany Roberts, who, as you know, has grown up in the life of Wellspring Church, has got a mission heart like you were talking about, John. Well, she's studying away in Nottingham University, but she is spending the whole of September in the Becca Valley with the True Vine Church and their team and visiting refugees. So it'd be really good if we could take a minute now to pray for Bethany there for a whole month. And it's amazing how God's provided for her to be able to be there, but also for Joy and Magdi and for all of them in the time there. So let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the ripple effect. It's amazing what happens when we do small things and then they have a knock-on effect. Lord, we're only kind of small and sometimes don't feel like we can make a massive difference. Thank you that you're in the business of using the likes of us to make a big difference in people's lives. And so, Lord, we pray for Joy and pray for her as she heads up the Aziz Partnership for us here in Wellspring Church. I pray that you bless her, that you'd show her and Magdi strategies going forward. And Father, I do, obviously as her dad, but also as a leader of this church family, I do pray for Bethany. And we pray together, Lord, that you'd protect her. Pray that she continue to grow and have your heart for the for those that are broken and those that are lost and away from you. Lord, may she see many miracles, many of the refugees coming to give their lives to you. Lord, bless her, and may this be something that has a ripple effect into the next generation of Syrians. So bless her, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, before we finish and pray together for an amazing September, which is what we'll do, John, why don't you tell us what it's like up in Stevenage, in our newest and smallest location? It might be small, but you've got big dreams, right? To see Chels and the rest of Stevenage transformed. Tell us, what's that like? Tell us more.
Well, a technical term for what we're doing up there is incarnational ministry. Incarnational ministry sounds like a big word, but it really isn't. It's just about going out and living your faith day by day in community. It's living as Christ would. So we are building community. One of the ways we're doing this is we've got these prayer cards going out at the moment. We are excited. These prayer cards ask people to give us ways of praying for them. They can respond by email. They can respond by phone. They can respond by putting them through. We're also hoping that some people will be brave and turn up on a Sunday morning between 12 and around 1 o'clock, which the Stevenage location has actually assigned now to pray every week for an hour for our community. It also looks like doing everyday life. Now, I'm one of these people that loves the pub. So I'm making myself a regular down the pub. And we are starting to make inroads into the idea that people can talk about the big issues. We can talk about what's going on in life. Now, 99% of the time, you can bring that back to the fact that we need Christ. Our government is not going well. Things are not going well. And we can bring that back to Christ. We can say there's a bigger hope, and we can live through our lives a bigger hope. We're also going to be doing that through the cafe, the local cafe. Stevenage is quite neighbourhood-based, so it's wonderful. There's a local pub, there's a local cafe, and there are ways to get into the community and just to get to know people. It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, now, John, you and I were able to have lunch, I think, was it? It's a bit of a greasy spoon cafe.
Oh, yeah.
So they're great people, though.
They're great people,
so yeah. So you're going to show up and keep buying their...
Yeah.
They're sausage and chips.
Yeah. I mean, this does not, it doesn't really take, I think everybody thinks that mission maybe means standing on a box on the corner of the corner of the road or becoming a great evangelist or something like this. But really, the way mission is done, and it's going to be done in Stevenage, is on a one-to-one basis, building community, bringing communities together, and bringing them, cheering on the things that bring the kingdom to life.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, John, we can all relate to that. Every day is full of opportunities for all of us.
It certainly
actually,
is, yeah.
Wherever we are.
Yeah.
It's really about intentionality, isn't it? It's
really 100%.
About looking at each opportunity, whether it's a visit to the pub or whether it's a walk down there. I know you've been doing a lot of prayer walking.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can just go for a walk or you can actually pray as you walk.
Yes, definitely.
And that's just about intentionality.
It is.
So what would you say to everyone who's listening to this about the difference that they can make where they are? Just there are people listening. Some might be doing the ironing or looking after the kids or at home on their own. What difference can we actually make?
So prayer makes a difference. Yeah. We need to be praying in every situation. Paul says that we should pray continually. I was actually just saying to Safita, who is on our front desk, I was saying to her, some people tell me they don't know what to pray for. And I wonder if they've opened the paper lately or if they've talked to their next door neighbour. Because if you do those things, you will find things to pray about very quickly. The second thing I think I would encourage people to do, especially if they're out in the world, in their universities, in their schools, in their workplaces, is live intentionally. God brings circumstances up. God will bring people into your lives. And when he does, just live as you would for Christ. Don't make it up. Don't be super spiritual.
Yeah, please,
but
no. Don't be weird.
No, don't be weird. I mean, we don't need to have the anointing oil with us 100% of the time. But if somebody brings something up that you can pray about, tell them you're going to be praying. If you feel the boldness to say to them, would you like to pray for me to pray for you now? Put your hand on their shoulder and pray for them. But just be intentional about everything you do. If you see a situation, if you see an opportunity, take that opportunity. God has a plan for each one of our lives, whether we're ministers, whether we're missionaries, whether we're car salesmen, whether we're students. He has a plan for our lives, and he's going to send those people into your lives that you're going to be able to make a difference. They're going to see something anew, and they're going to be infected with the overwhelming love and joy of Christ.
Yeah, that's good. That's great encouragement for us, John. And we can kind of bring transformation through through a warm conversation, can't
yeah,
we?
Through
an email. We can either just send an email or we can email for Jesus.
We can.
Everything can make a difference. That's a great encouragement for us. I do want to say, and we're coming to the end of this podcast because we're going to pray in a moment. I want to pray for you. I would want to say particularly for if there are any parents here of kids who are nervous about going to a new school, or maybe even maybe some of our younger Wellspringers are actually listening to this. I just want to say to you, there's no way you can go that God hasn't gone ahead of you and isn't going to be with you. So don't be afraid wherever you go. Maybe you're starting a new job, you're going to a new school, whatever it is. If you're listening and you feel afraid about what September's going to bring and this new term, I just want to say to you, hopefully with the strength and the love that Jesus would say, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. You can walk with Jesus wherever you are. You can be aware of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And to that end, whatever you're going to go on to do now, whether you're arrived at work or whatever you're going to do next, we just want to pray a blessing on you.
Yeah.
And I really believe there is infinitely more available for you as you listen. So let's pray together. John and I are going to pray, and then I'll finish with a blessing. But wherever you are, just receive the Holy Spirit where you are in this place right now.
Yeah, we just want to thank you, God, that you are ever present. There is nowhere we can go that you are not. The sacred and the secular are no more divided, that you are there. God, I want to especially pray for those people who are going into new seasons. God, what an amazing opportunity it is. But also, God, I pray that you would dampen down those fears. You would bring your strength. And I would prophesy over people that you need to be bold and courageous. Be bold and courageous, just as Joshua was when he was going into the promised land. God, we only have strength through you. I pray that people, as they do go into these new opportunities, would just trust you for everything that is going to happen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, and I say amen to that, Lord. And I pray a blessing on those who are listening. Lord, would you go ahead of them and prepare the way? Lord, would you be at their rear guard and protect their backs, Lord? Would you be to their left and right and keep them on the path of your leading, Lord? Would you be the covering over their head and the foundation beneath their feet, Lord? Surround them with your grace.
Yeah.
And whatever they're going on to do next, may you just be in it. And we pray, God, for miracles of opportunities taken, of lives changed. Lord, our vision is to see communities transformed with your love. And Lord, if you can, would you use the likes of us to make a difference? May we all be full-time ministers and full-time missionaries.
Yeah.
And show us what that really looks like as we seek to know you more in this season. Yeah, so Lord, you've blessed us and help us to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you've missed previous editions, there might be some stuff in there you want to listen to. Don't miss out on that. If you haven't got the Wellspring app on your smartphone or device or tablet, I'd encourage you to get hold of that. And also, finally, to say we do have a reading plan, and it goes out on social media every day, but you can also get hold of bookmarks from the Wellspring Church Center. Listen, as you step into September, why don't you pick up a good habit and actually read the same little section of the Bible? We're going through some letters in the New Testament this autumn. Pick up a reading plan bookmark or follow it through social media, and I'm sure you'll be blessed by that. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next month.
See you next month.